Let's do this.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so I teased a little earlier this morning that there was some news about Sir Brian May, and I was not joking, and it really scared me when I first saw the headline because it says Brian May is recovering from a minor stroke, and I almost had a stroke when I read that. But the Queen guitarist shared a health update on Instagram that he has regained control of his left arm.
I'm here to bring you, first of all, some good news, I think. The good news is that I can play guitar after the events of the last few days. And I say this because it was in some doubt, because that little health hiccup that I mentioned happened about a week ago, and what they called it was a minor stroke. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I didn't have any control of this arm. So it's a little scary, I have to say. I had the most fantastic care and attention from Frimley Hospital where I went. Blue lights flashing a lot, very exciting. I might post you a video if you like. I didn't want to say anything at the time because I didn't want anything surrounding. You know, I really don't want sympathy. Please don't do that because it will clutter up my inbox. And I hate that. So good news is I'm okay.
Oh my gosh, I love him so much. I mean, very exciting. And riding an ambulance and everything. Anyway, so of course, our prayers go out for Sir Brian May of Queen. Speaking of Brits, the British tabloids have published a fake legal document claiming that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will break up on September 28th. Whatever. It's like 1999 all over again. I mean, like, you know, the turn of the millennial and how everything was going to end. Yeah. It's not happening. Travis Kelce shared a new nickname for Taylor Swift while discussing his cameo at her Eras tour.
You know, I'm always down to have some fun on stage with Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay! He also mentions how Taylor, who's been learning about football, has created plays for the Chiefs offense. I played the clip of Patrick Mahomes talking about that yesterday. Peyton and Eli Manning released a comedic musical promo for their Manning Cast show featuring NFL stars like Andy Reid alongside celebrities like Jimmy Kimmel, Robert Downey Jr., and Snoop Dogg.
1,020 minutes plus maybe some overtime. This is the length of a regular season.
They're going to win a Tony. And I just want them to have you on the show, Tony.
Archie, my name is Robert, in case you're interested.
Robert Downey Jr. Anyway, the 10-minute clip celebrates the upcoming Monday night football season. Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder were on hand to see Tim Burton get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Paris Hilton endured a knee injury while filming a music video. Yeah, I can't decide which is more surprising.
Is there like glass in it?
Oh, it's your sequin.
It's a sequin inside of the skin?
I think so.
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at her. I think so. Okay. Michael Che and Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live are doing a live comedy special on Peacock. And Amy Adams turns into a dog in her new movie, Night Blank. I can't. It's a female dog. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Anyway, it looks pretty wild. She plays an artist who feels she's turning into a dog while exploring the challenges of motherhood.
Motherhood. It changes you and connects you to some primal urges.
I feel like I'm stuck.
Make up a plan, draw up a schedule. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice.
I'll try.
I love Amy Adams. It looks pretty good. It hits theaters December 6th. Valerie Bertinelli is joining the Drew Barrymore show as a lifestyle expert. Oh, the love fest is going to be overwhelming and awesome. All right, here's your dirt alert. Besides the fact that Elton John is recovering from a severe eye infection, David Gilmour says it would be a dream to sell the Pink Floyd catalog because he's tired of dealing with all the legal stuff, which is probably a more diplomatic way of saying he's tired of fighting with Roger Waters. There you go. That's the Daily Dust, complete with a dirt alert here on Morning Go and B104.3. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Can I say it again? B104.3, B104.3. Tell your friends.